Let's turn to Matthew chapter 9, verse 9. And as we read this, I want us to think about the fact that Jesus pursues the outcast. In verse 9, it says, as Jesus went on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax collector's booth. Follow me, he told him, and Matthew got up and followed him. While Jesus was having dinner at Matthew's house, many tax collectors and sinners came and ate with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they asked his disciples, why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners? Well, on hearing this, Jesus said, it's not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners. You know, when you read Matthew, I've been reading Matthew very differently lately because I was learning more about Matthew. And if you notice in Matthew's book, Matthew really centers and he really focuses on outcasts. And he really focuses on Jesus going after those outcasts. And Matthew himself was an outcast, right? This is the story of his origin story. Matthew was a tax collector. So he was an outcast. He was one of those misfits. He was one of those people who was being marginalized by society. So it's like we have a standard of what we think is society, right? Like I always had a standard. I always felt like, okay, well, I need to check off that list. And I have a loving wife, check. Two kids, a boy and a girl, check. A nice place to live, check. Steady income, I got that, good, okay, good friends. And then you know, all the stuff I have, you know. But there are things that I don't have right now. I don't own a home. I rent. I rent a great home, a family-owned property. And I'm not the provider for my family. My wife is. I contribute. But I'm the caregiver in my family. And I don't feel like anybody's ever, you know, made me feel bad about that. It's just myself in my own brain. In my own mind, I'm an outcast. I felt like an outcast. I would always compare myself to other people in my family. Like I'll look at all my cousins because I grew up with them and it's like, well, they all have their lives the way it should be and I don't. And I always, whenever I measure myself up to people, I always felt like the misfit or the black sheep. And for a long time, I felt like I just wasn't good enough. For a long time, I would read the gospel through somebody else's eyes, through somebody else's definition of Jesus. People would say, oh, Jesus is like this. And I wasn't really reading it through the pure sense of really seeing who Jesus was. You know, our society, and yeah, I am ashamed to say it, even our church, and I've been a part of this, has looked at a certain type of individual and said, yes, he's a leader, she's a leader, but she's not or he's not, and or this person kind of doesn't belong in this group and this person should belong in that group. And we categorize people on what their lives look like on the outside, which is exactly what Jesus said not to do. And as I went into, as I left my 20s and went into my 30s and then went into my 40s, I watched a man who used to fit this mold all of a sudden no longer fits that mold. And I was you know, angry about that. I was sad about that. And I thought God was giving up on me. I thought that I had failed. But I didn't fail. No. See, there's a secret here. That's not actually what's happening. See, Jesus is turning me into an outcast. Jesus is turning me into someone who knows that he needs his creator. Because if I checked off everything on that list, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know that I needed him. I can tell you this now. You know, there was a time when all this stuff, this preaching, these microphones that we have, the singing, you know, all this was ritual for me. It was something that I did. It wasn't really who I was. But now the Jesus that I'm following, it's not just a church thing. It's not just something I go and I check off my list. Oh, I had Bible talk or I had church. Or it's an experience that I experience on a daily it's a daily thing, a daily experience that is changing me from the inside, not just the outside. It's not just behavior. And I want to encourage you, if you feel like an outcast, or if you ever have felt like an outcast, if you think you're a misfit, you know, if you feel that you've been pushed aside by people who felt that you were too old, or too young, or too weak, or too emotional, or maybe they told you you were not old enough, or you were too, you're not young enough, or you were not strong enough. Well, you know what? Good. Good. You know why? Because you're exactly who Jesus wants to eat dinner with. How many stories do we see in the Bible where Jesus is eating dinner with the people that nobody else wanted to eat dinner with? You're the person that can turn Jesus from a ritual to an experience that changes you from the inside. I rejoice in that now. I didn't used to. You know, when you read the gospel in its purest form, you're going to see Jesus for who he really is. He's the kind of guy that would walk for hours, hours through busy streets searching for people who no one else wanted to have dinner with. And he had dinner with them. And he made them feel so special. It's said in the gospel, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Well, if you're an outcast, if you're a misfit, well, you're the person that Jesus wants to share those hidden things with. You're the first one that gets to hear it. You're the one that's picked first for dodgeball. You know, I was never picked first for dodgeball, or any ball for that matter. Who is in Jesus's favor? Who did he say was blessed? Well, we know. It was the poor in spirit. It was those who mourn. It was the meek. It was those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, the peacemakers, the merciful, those who were persecuted. A very long list of people that you wouldn't invite to your party. Those are the people Jesus wants to eat with and sit with. Did you ever wonder why Jesus wasn't a Pharisee? Like, what happened? You know, there was intense Hebrew education, don't get me wrong, you know, during Jesus' time, and you had to go through all sorts of training. And by the time you were 13, if you were good enough, if you knew your Hebrew scriptures enough, if you could rattle them off, if you knew these things, if you were good enough, you were invited to this advanced teaching, this advanced training. And there were a few people that were invited to it, from what I understand. And if you weren't good enough, and you weren't invited in. And if you weren't invited in, you know what happened? You just worked for your family business. So then why was Jesus a carpenter? See, Jesus knew rejection before he ever went to the cross. Now, did Jesus want to be a Pharisee? Well, he was hanging out with Pharisees when he was 12. So I got to imagine that it would have been nice to be a teacher of the law. It would have been nice to have that, you know, that sanctified, like, okay, I've got a classroom, I've got the resources. I really don't know history that well to talk on this. But I like to think about it because, you know, he was an outcast, and he didn't let that stop him. They told him that he was not allowed to lead, but he led anyway. He told him he wasn't allowed to teach, but he taught anyway. Thank God he didn't listen to what people were telling him about himself. See, for me, I think I'm starting to realize more and more that that's what it means to follow Jesus. That was what it means to imitate him. We can't listen to what society tells us that we can or can't do. Yeah, we need to listen. We need to obey the rules. Don't get me wrong. Please obey the law. But let God tell you what you can and can't do. Let Jesus tell you who you are. Let Jesus tell you what you're worth. And experience Jesus for who he is. And you'll be changed from the inside. I'm telling you that. I can tell you this from experience now. It's not about just changing behavior. It's about changing the thing that's inside you that makes you behave that way. Embrace being an outcast. That's the part of you that Jesus loves the most. Amen. Daniel, get up here.